Annenberg Media reporters Max Schwartz and Rachel Scott were in the spin room at the first Democratic debate in Las Vegas early this week. Producer Martha Daniel talked to them about how it differed from the Republican showdown and which candidate they felt came on top.
The first question I have for you guys is just how the Democratic debate differed from the Republican debate last month.
I think, and we saw a lot of it in the types of questions that were asked. In this Democratic debate, rather than the Republican debate, we saw a broader range of issues asked. College affordability made its way in. Guns made its way in. We saw a lot of racial issues get talked about, and the candidates had time to answer that. The Republican debate, to me, was more of pitting the candidates against one another.
Exactly. I think obviously the main difference is that you actually talked about real issues here. You weren't talking about religion or one candidate or Second Amendment rights. And also the motive of Jake Tapper was to get the candidates against one another because they've been fighting each other the whole time, and that would make for good television. And here Anderson Cooper wanted to ask the questions that people deserve to know an answer to and that were real issues. And also there were a lot more people in the room, which I think also changed the atmosphere. And you could definitely tell that Bernie had the most applause out of anyone.
What moments surprised you during the debate?
Definitely when Sanders said, you know, Americans are sick and tired of hearing about those emails. And so rarely you see, you know, candidates that are running against each other get on the same side, especially when they could use that as a target and use it to bring down the other candidate. The Twitterverse just went crazy when that happened. And it really speaks to his character, I think, more so, which people were really happy to see.
Yeah, and I think that's going to have a large effect on voters. And
talk to me about the setup of the spin room. What does the behind the scenes of all of this look like?
Yeah, the behind the scenes was awesome. The spin room was really cool for this debate in particular. They had a Facebook lounge where you could see in real time kind of what the top five issues were that people were talking about, the top five candidates, both Republican and Democrat. You can click state by state to see, you know, who's talking about what, who's voting for what. I mean, it was just really interactive. And it was really CNN and Facebook's way of engaging social media. You know, a lot of these conversations do take place online. That was perhaps one of my favorite parts about the spin room, was that it was more innovative and more creative and definitely more social.
And I will say that I think that Rachel and I both agree that if the Republican debate in Simi Valley was our Disneyland, Las Vegas and the Democratic debate was our Disney World.
Definitely.
Who for you won the debate?
For me, it was Sanders all the way. I think Clinton did a really good job, but Sanders was someone I really hadn't really considered before as a really, you know, presentable and tough candidate against Hillary Clinton. And he was very honest, very direct in answering some of the bigger questions, choosing an answer rather than just going in that political circle we see candidates do so many times.
However, I do believe that it was a toss-up only because Hillary Clinton didn't hurt herself. But I think not only now is Bernie's attendance numbers reflective, but he's proven the fact that he's a legitimate candidate. He's not just spewing off a liberal wish list.
Rachel Scott and Max Schwartz, thank you so much for stopping by again. We really appreciate it, and we can't wait to see where you guys report from next.